And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
North Carolina's serial underinvestment in public education in favor of tax cuts for the wealthy over the past decade is negatively impacting our children and educators in dozens of ways. We have too few teachers, nurses, counselors, safety personnel, bus drivers, and administrators. All of our professionals are underpaid and most face unreasonably large workloads. But if there's a most egregious shortcoming in our public schools, it might just be the facilities themselves. The state has not considered a statewide bond for school construction in more than two decades, and it shows. Things have gotten so bad in some poorer counties that lawyers have been forced to sue the state over things like mold and rodent infestations, backed up toilets, and decrepit air conditioning and heating systems. House Speaker Tim Moore has finally agreed to support a bond, but his proposal of $1.3 billion for K-12 schools is woefully short of the $8-plus billion in demonstrated need. The bottom line, most North Carolinians are willing to pay for good schools, but only if they're asked. Speaker Moore and his fellow conservatives need to do so. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.